Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Tropical storm Ophelia has made landfall along the coast of North Carolina. Richard Bond is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
It's going to be moving north and continuing to move across eastern North Carolina during the morning and afternoon, crossing into Virginia later today, and continuing then to move north and eastward.
The National Hurricane Center is warning of heavy rain and wind from Ophelia, saying the storm has the potential to kick off life-threatening flooding in parts of eastern North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. Heavy rain and windy conditions are expected through the weekend in the Mid-Atlantic region. The governors of North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland have declared states of emergency. Forecasters say Ophelia is expected, though, to weaken after landfall. The United Auto Workers Union has expanded its strike against the big three automakers to 38 General Motors and Stellantis facilities in 20 states. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM reports on the walkout at a Stellantis plant in Milwaukee.
About 50 members of the UAW formed a picket line outside the Mopar parts building in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood. Tony Vella has worked there for 25 years. He says one reason he supports expanding the UAW strike is the Stellantis two-tier wage system.
If you have somebody making $30 on one side and somebody on the other side of the line making $15, then it's not fair. You make it equal pay.
The UAW says 5,600 members are joining 13,000 auto plant workers who went on strike last week. GM calls the escalation unnecessary, while Stellantis says it questions union leaders' interest in reaching a contract agreement. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
President Biden is expected to join striking auto workers in Detroit next week. Stocks lost ground this week as investors digested a warning from the Federal Reserve that interest rates may stay higher for longer than previously expected. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 1.9%.
All the major stock indexes were down for the week. The S&P 500 lost nearly 3%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled more than 3.5%. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve voted to hold interest rates steady, but Fed policymakers left the door open to one more quarter-point rate hike later this year. Members of the rate-setting committee also signaled they may be slower to cut rates next year than had been thought. Elevated mortgage rates are a drag on the housing market. The National Association of Realtors said this past week that sales of existing homes in August were down more than 15% from a year ago. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. The White House is preparing for a government shutdown. The administration has directed federal agencies to be ready after House Republicans left town for the weekend with no plan to keep the government funded beyond September 30th. Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the House will return next week and will try to pass some of the individual spending bills. As the gamesmanship continues in Washington 1 week before a deadline to fund the federal government, Arizona's governor says she will use an executive order to keep the Grand Canyon open if the U.S. government shuts down. From member station KJZZ in Arizona, Michelle Maritzko reports.
Governor Katie Hobbs said Arizona would use the state's lottery funds to keep the Grand Canyon open. She said the national park is critical to the state's economy and that it shouldn't be affected by political gridlock. In 2019, Arizona spent $193,000 to keep the Grand Canyon open during that shutdown under then-Governor Doug Ducey. At the time, staff cleaned and maintained basic services like trash collection, but visitor centers were closed and ranger-led activities were suspended. The funding then came from Arizona's own Tourism and Parks Department. For NPR News, I'm Michel Marisco in Flagstaff.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is traveling to Texas today. He's to visit the Rio Grande Valley and meet with the president of Honduras in McAllen. The trip comes a day after new figures show Border Patrol agents made more than 181,000 arrests on the border in August. That number is up from July, but little changed from August last year. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.